Nobody has any idea about anything. This is the absolute philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and all that other good stuff, here in Capitol, California. Nobody knows anything about anything. Interesting, isn't it? Nobody knows anything about anything. That's sort of a lot of negative talk, isn't it? Nobody knows anything about anything. Well, really, we live in a very interesting world. And the world that we live in is a world that is made up of nothing. And we create in this world the things that we want to have. We create in this world the experiences we want, the objects we want, all of the dreams that we want. We dream of spaceships and we create them. We dream of special horses that can prance and dance and do all sorts of things, and then we train them, and lo and behold, they can do it. We dream of dogs that can be pets to humanity, and society in the early years created some dogs to be pets. And some people create dogs to be food, and so then they're food. And it all depends on what we want to create anything for. Nothing depends on nothing else. Everything just depends on whatever it is that we would like to think about. Now, what would you like to think about? Would you like to think about snow in June? It happens every once in a while. Would you like to think about two lovers falling madly out of love with each other and getting angry at each other and saying bad things about each other? Or would you like to create two lovers saying lovely things about each other, doing wonderful things about each other? Ellen was listening to an audio video that I made in Nigeria, and I gave the illustration that this one man would go and kiss his wife on the neck, and she would just melt in his arms, you know. And Ellen said, that doesn't seem like the type of thing that man would do normally. Well, that's the whole thing was all about. We do things that we don't seem like we normally do. And when we do that, we can have beautiful things. What would happen if that man actually did that to his wife? She probably would melt in his arms. She'd say, oh, you just know how to do the nicest things, you know. And perhaps he thought about it often, but never did it, which is what we do. We often think about things, but we never do it because we think it's not our nature. Like Ellen says, that's not his nature. That's not what I would expect out of him. Why does Ellen say she wouldn't expect that out of him? Except that that's the type of image that he gave of himself. Now, can he give a new image of himself at any time? Sure. Can he come up with some new attitudes about himself at any time? Sure. Can he become a very terrible person? Sure. Can he become a very wonderful person? Sure. All these things are there depending upon what our judgment is and what our observations are. But what do you do? Ingeborg, in your world, what do you create? Do you create a world filled with beautiful, harmonious, joyous people? Yes. Who enjoy each other's company and who are excited about being together? Do you create a world where every time you think a thought, almost instantaneously, that thought results in an object being done or an activity being done? Ingeborg thinks to herself as she gets out of bed in the morning, oh boy, what I wouldn't give to go down to the beach today, just to go stick my toes in the ocean and just to run along the beach. I think that'd be the greatest thing. Well, as the day goes on, Ingeborg has to go down to the city for some reason. And so as they go down to the city, Ingeborg says, I wonder what the temperature of the water is in the ocean. And Ellen says, I wonder too. Let's go check it out. And so without Ingeborg saying, I want to go and stick my toes in the ocean, they end up sticking their toes in the ocean and having a great old time. Now, you say, well, that's kind of a logical chain of events, but not necessarily. It could have been a day like any other day when you don't go to town, because of 365 days of the year, we don't go to town more than, you know, 360 days, you know. So it seems, at least. Yeah.
It seems like.
Because we're just always in town for some reason. We must really like town. We really should move in town.
Aww.
Get ourselves an apartment building there and run the organization from that.
Aww.
Wouldn't that be great? Right on the ocean. Beautiful forest around us and beautiful grounds.
Property, yes.
Like, what's his name? Sai Baba has, Yogananda has in Encinitas, right?
Well, that would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, yeah, wouldn't it be nice if we had a property like that, except that I would want it the way I would design it. And it'd be a tremendously beautiful, aged forest, you know, and it would be on several thousand acres, and it would be up and down the whole beach, and the whole beach would be ours, and everything would be ours, and everything would be around it, and it would be perhaps right in the middle of the city, you know, because then we'd have access to everything. And why not? You know, with buildings that suited our tastes, that were absolutely gorgeous, you know, beautiful stone buildings that were lovely to look at and beautifully maintained, forced air heating, you know, throughout, air conditioning and what have you. That's really quite an exciting adventure. But see, you put a thought in motion like that, and you say, well, Herb, you really are getting wild. Isn't that wonderful? You're really getting wild. But you see, out of nothing, these things come. And why not? Have you been up at Big Sur?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been up at Esalen? Mm-hmm. And Esalen is a beautiful big park right on the ocean, which is virtually all these things that I'm telling you about. And it's quite lovely. So who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? Who knows what today is going to bring by our thoughts? And as we think these thoughts, we have beautiful things happening to us. And are you ready for that? Are you ready for beautiful things happening to you?
Yes.
Well, then think these thoughts and have no doubt about it. Have no feeling that it's not going to work out. Because the minute you have a feeling that it's not going to work out, then you chase it away and something else comes in that takes its place, which is not bad, but it's not what you may have chosen. We're the creators of our world. We are the people in our world who like everything we do. And so let's do the things just casually, out of the nothingness, out of the infinite allness, bring it forth. Because whatever it is we can imagine, it's there already, waiting for us. And all we have to do is just say, so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.